弟兄姐妹大家平安。
Peace be to all the brothers and sisters.
现在小弟奉主耶稣圣名一起来查考圣经。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we study the Bible together.
今天晚上用奇哉神的拯救做题目，跟大家一起来查考以斯帖记里面的道理。
And this evening we are studying the topic, the wonderful salvation of God from the book of Esther, and let us study the biblical truth together.
我们今天读经进度是在读以斯帖记第九章。
Today's Bible reading schedule is Esther chapter 9.
明天第十章只有三节就结束这卷书。
Tomorrow, chapter 10, we only have three verses, and then we finish this book.
接下去从星期三开始，我们读经要进入利未记。
On Wednesday, our Bible reading schedule will be going into the book of Leviticus.
所以我们最近这几从上个礼拜开始，我们在读以斯帖记。这是一卷在讲述神拯救百姓的书卷。
So starting from last week, we started reading the book of Esther, and this book is describing how God saves His people.
虽然从头到尾都没有讲到神这个字眼。
Even though from the beginning to end, the word God was not mentioned.
但是神的作为很奇妙的在字里行间看得非常的清楚。
However, the work of God was very obviously seen in between the words.
那神用他奇妙的手让百姓从悲哀转成欢乐。
And God, through His miraculous hand of salvation, turned His people from mourning into joy.
从要被毁灭到全部得胜。
And God turned His people from being destroyed to a total victory.
那最后，百姓他们被提醒要记住神拯救这个日子。
And in the end, the people was reminded remember the day that God saved them.
那这个神拯救日子就成为世世代代每一个神的选民要纪念的大日。
And this day that God saved them became throughout their generation a date that all the Israelites need to remember.
那这个普尔日也是直到如今以色列人他们非常重视的日子。
And until now, the Feast of Purim is a very important festival for the Jews.
如果以整卷旧约圣经来看
，If we look at the entire Old Testament。
以色列人他们最熟悉的经典应该就是以斯帖记。
The most familiar books that the Israelites were familiar with is probably the book of Esther.
因为在这卷书里面所记录的神的拯救，就让他们今天民族可以延续的关键。
Because what this book recorded as the as the work of salvation from God to their whole entire race was the fact that they are still able to survive to this day.
对我们今天来说，如果没有神这个拯救，也就不会有耶稣基督来到人间所给我们的救恩。
And to us today, if it wasn't because of the salvation of God, there wouldn't be Jesus Christ coming into this world.
那所以我们要从以斯帖记从第七章以后来看神怎么样来拯救他的百姓，让他们转危为安。
And so we need to look at chapter 7 in the book of Esther from chapter 7 on to see how God saved His people from danger into safety.
到以斯帖第七章的时候，我们就看到以斯帖呢，他非常有智慧的向王说明了他所求所想的。
So in chapter 7, we could see that Queen Esther had wisdom, and she was able to ask the king to tell her what she was asking for.
就是王一直想要知道以斯帖冒死进去见王目的到底在哪里。
So the king wanted to find out what was the reason that Esther was willing to risk her own life to go in and see him.
30天王都没有召他进入宫里面去了。
For 30 days, the king did not call Esther to see him.
在这段时间里面，王跟哈曼的关系应该是非常亲近的。
And during this period of time, the relationship between Haman and the king was probably very close.
如果在王面前，哈曼在这个王的地位可能高过以斯帖。
And in front of the king, the position of Haman was probably even higher than Queen Esther.
但是你看以斯帖他为了要、为了要、拯救他的百姓他的同族的人、啊、
But Esther, in order to save her own people,
他因着莫迪改对他的提醒他勇敢地负起这个责任。
And because of the reminder from Mordecai, she was able to bravely shoulder this responsibility.
所以你看她进去见王，她现在安排了两个宴席，要找机会来求神求王来拯救他们这个族。
And so Queen Esther arranged two feasts and to try to find opportunity to ask the king to save her own people.
那到第七章，我们看到那个王后以斯帖对王回答他所求的。
And also, and so in chapter 7, we are able to see what the queen is asking the king.
那个通常我们看到第七章的故事结束的时候，我们就觉得说，那这个危机好像就解除了。
And usually, by the time we read until the end of chapter 7, we feel that this danger has been resolved.
因为那时候第七章的第三节，那个以斯帖说：“我所愿的，我所求的，就是我的性命，赐给我，把我的本族赐给我。”
So if we read verse 3 in chapter 7, Queen Esther answered and said, If I have found favor in your sight, O king, and if it pleases the king, let my life be given me at my petition, and my people at my request.
因为第四节说，因为我和我的本族被卖了，要剪除、杀戮、灭绝我们。
And in verse 4 it says, For we have been sold, my people and I, to be destroyed, to be killed, and to be annihilated.
那这个当时候对王来说是很震惊的消息啊。
And at that time, this news was very shocking to the king.
那个王问以斯帖是说，谁敢这样子做这种事啊？那个人到底在哪里？是哪一号人物下这种命令的
？And that's why the king asked Esther, "Who is this person that dared to have such a command?"
当时候王他想要知道是谁做这种事。
And so at that time, the king wanted to know who was the person that did this.
他当时候并没有去想要去查明到底怎么一回事。
At that time, he wasn't really trying to find out what had happened.
他也忘记了他曾经跟哈曼所讲过的话。
And he also forgot what he said to Haman.
其实大概一个多月以前而已，两个月以前而已的。
It was actually probably only about a month or two ago.
那这个时候，你看第六节以斯帖就说，这个仇人敌人就是这个恶人哈曼。
And so, if we read verse 6, Esther said, "This the adversary and enemy is this wicked Haman."
哇，这个时候你看，那个哈曼在王跟王后面前就很惊慌了。
And so Haman was terrified before the king and queen.
那王听到这个消息，你看他也是大怒。你说第七节说他非常的生气。
And in verse 7, when the king heard this news, he was very angry. He arose in his wrath.
因为他想也没有想到，怎么这个事情跟哈曼有关系啊
？Because he probably never even thought that this event had anything to do with Haman.
那这个时候，你看第七节一直提到说，哈曼见王定义要加罪给他了。
And in verse 7, it said that Haman saw that evil was determined against him by the king.
所以你看，当王出到花园去的时候，他就起来要求王后以斯帖来救命。
And that's why when the king went to the garden, started to beg Esther, the queen, to spare his life.
那这个我们就看到以斯帖呢，他抓紧了这个机会啊，他在神给他的智慧里面，他知道什么时候应该要把这个人指出来。
And so we could see that Esther, through the wisdom given to her by God, she knew when exactly to point out this person.
那这个时候，哈曼哦，他发现他已经没有救了，除了以斯帖之外。
And at this point, Haman realized that he was beyond saving except for begging Queen Esther.
但是他的行为呢，让他真的最后被定死。
But his actions led to his final execution.
因为第八节他的动作在王面前就是在凌辱王后。
Because in verse 8, his action in front of the king was to actually humiliate the queen.
所以 最后哈曼是被挂在他自己连夜所造的木架上。
And so in the end, Haman was hung on the gallows that he made himself overnight.
那所以你看，最后哈曼被挂在上面，他连最后一句话，他连想要跟王讲的话都讲不出来，没有机会讲，那就死了。
And we see that when Haman was hanged on this gallows, he didn't even have a chance to say some last words to the king.
那我们就看到这个时候第十节就说王的愤怒就止息了。
And then in verse 10, it said that then the king's wrath subsided.
所以我们从这个地方看到这个恶人他挖一个洞，最后自己掉在里面了。
And so here we're able to see that the wicked dug a pit, and in the end he fell in it.
因为在箴言箴言有这一句话，二十六章。
Because in the book of Proverbs, chapter 26, there is this verse.
这个就是哈曼最好的写照。
And this is a very accurate description of Haman.
二十六章的二十七节。
Proverbs chapter 26, verse 27.
挖陷坑的自己必掉在其中，滚石头的石头必反滚在他身上。
Whoever digs a pit will fall into it, and he who rolls a stone will have it roll back on him.
这个就是神怎么样你看，让这些作恶的呢，最后就得到他应该有的那个报赏。
And this was how God allowed those wicked people to receive their just punishment in the end.
所以有时候你看到作恶的人，他一时很兴旺，圣经提醒我们说不要嫉妒不要想说神怎么这样不公平。
And so the Bible reminds us that sometimes when we see the wicked being prosperous, we do not need to fret or think that God is unfair because God has his time.
因为你看这个时候最后哈曼他死在自己所做的木架上。
We see that Haman, he died on his, the gallows that he made himself.
当时候连他自己的妻子跟他的智慧人都发现一个事实，如果莫迪改是犹大人，你最后一定不能够胜过他。
And even at that time, his own wife and his friends realized the fact that if Mordecai was a Jew, then you would not be able to prevail over him in the end.
因为犹大人他们蒙神拯救，在历史上已经有非常多的记录了。
Because there were many instances in history about the Jews being saved by God.
因为在以斯帖记发生的时间里，那时候在亚哈水鲁王之前的王大利乌呢，他已经让那个神的殿重建起来了。
Because even before the time of King Ahasuerus, before him, during the time of King Darius, God already let the temple be rebuilt.
在波斯国一开头的国王古列，他就已经下令让神的百姓回归耶路撒冷，重建圣殿。
And in the beginning of this kingdom, of Persia, the first king, King Cyrus, he already made a command to ask the people of God to go back and rebuild their temple.
所以这个犹大人他们是属神的百姓哦。
And so the Jews, they were a people belonging to God.
虽然他们好像很凄惨的被掳到外邦去。
And even though it seemed that they were horribly being captivated by into a foreign country.
可是神对他们的施恩眷顾没有中断。
But the guidance of God to his people did not stop.
神在适当的时候都预备了一些人来施行拯救了。
During the appropriate times, God provided the right people to save them.
那这个以斯帖就是神在这个时间里面所特别准备的人物。
And so Esther was one of the ones that God had prepared for them at this time.
当时候哈曼他想也没有想到王后以斯帖竟然是犹大人。
And Haman at that time did not even realize or think about the fact that Esther the queen was a Jew.
因为以斯帖他非常听莫迪改的话，把他自己的宗族籍贯一直都没有暴露出来。
Because Queen Esther listened to what Mordecai told him, and so she never revealed her people and her ethnicity.
很有可能连王他都还搞不清楚以斯帖到底是哪一族人。
And it was very possible that even the king did not know which ethnicity Esther was from.
因为他都还那一直到第七章的时候，那个王都还不知道莫迪改跟以斯帖之间的关系。
Because even until chapter 7, the king did not know about the relationship between Mordecai and Esther.
哦，那所以我们就看到以斯帖他这个人，他真的是有非常好的美德。
And so we are also able to see that Esther had a very good virtue.
她非常尊重这个莫迪改。
She respected Mordecai very much.
她就把这样的一个事情一直放在心里面要说了。
And so she had always put this matter in her heart.
那对莫迪改来说，他知道神预备了一个王后的位置，让以斯帖成为将来的拯救。
But for Mordecai, he knew that God had prepared this position of the queen for Esther to become their salvation.
他明白这就是神给他的机会。
And he also understood that that was the chance given to her by God.
那所以你看神在拯救他的百姓啊，要怎么样脱离哈曼所设的这个计谋，就是隐藏了这样一个人物在当中了。
And so we see that this plan of God saving his people, there was this person hidden in the plan.
那时候哈曼他不知道。
And at that time, Haman did not know.
他只是眼睛一直看到莫迪改这个人很讨厌。
And all he was able to see with his eyes was the fact that Mordecai was very disgusting.
他觉得只有除掉这个人太简单了。
And he just felt that it was quite simple and easy to destroy one person.
所以他要把整个犹大人全除了。
And he also wanted to destroy the whole race of the Jews.
但是他不知道，他这件事情在神看来是非常的可笑的。
But he didn't know that this plan of his was very laughable in the eyes of God.
到最后，哈曼自己死了。
And in the end, Haman himself died.
因为那个时候他才发现，哇，原来王后是犹大人。
And then, even then, did he realize that the queen was a Jew?
他前一个晚上还得意洋洋地说，你看王后这么重视我。
Even the night before, he proudly said, even the queen pays so much attention to me.
他认为他在王后面前是大红人。
He believed that he was a very popular person in front of the queen and the king.
所以好像天下无敌了。
And so he thought that he was number one.
他可以做任何他想做的事。
And that he thought he was able to do anything he wanted.
但是最后他掉在自己所挖的坑里面死了。
But in the end, he fell into the pit that he dug himself.
那所以我们就看到，其实神有他很奇妙的作为，有时候我们人不会完全明白。
And so we see that God has his very miraculous work that sometimes men do not understand.
那通常我们读到这一章的时候觉得，哦，那就危机就解除了，那个恶人哈曼死了。
And so when we read till this chapter, we feel that this danger has been resolved because the wicked person has died.
那王的愤怒也止息了。
And also the king's wrath subsided.
第八章的第一节跟第二节，诶，这个时候你看那个哈曼他的家产，他所有的拥有的全部都归给了以斯帖了。
And also in chapter 8, verses 1 and 2, we see that everything that Haman owned, all his property, they belonged to Esther now.
那现在莫迪改呢，你看他来到王面前，他取代了哈曼的位置。
And then Mordecai went in front of the king, and he was given over the position or the house of Haman.
所以第八章的第二节，王摘下自己的戒指给了哈曼，是给了莫迪改，是从哈曼手上追回来的。
And also in verse 2, the king took off his signet ring and put it on Mordecai, and this was taken from Haman.
那这个时候，你看，甚至连王都觉得说啊，这好像没事了。
And at this time, even the king felt like everything was good.
因为他那时候想到的是这个王后，哎。他说他会没有命，那现在把这个恶人除掉应该没事嘛。
Because at that time the king thought that the queen said that she was going to die, but they have got rid of the wicked man, so everything should be fine.
但其实他的危机还是继续的。
But in actuality, the danger was still there.
除非以斯帖他接下去再继续的为他的百姓求情。
Unless Esther continued to plead for her people.
或者到12月13日。
Or until December 13.
他的整个同胞还是会死。
Her people would still die.
当然在这个时候，王后以斯帖本身跟莫迪改是没事的。
But of course, at this point, Mordecai and Queen Esther, they would be fine.
所以其实你看以斯帖他整个的目标是要拯救他的同族的同胞。
So we see that the purpose that Esther had was to save her people.
那所以他想到的是，不是他自己的安，他 安全就好了。
So what she was thinking about was not her own safety.
她现在要继续的求王来翻转，就是两个多月之前所下的那道命令。
Now she has to try to ask the king to overturn the command that he issued about 2 months ago.
哦，所以八章的三节，你看这个时候以色列又再一次的伏在王的脚前，流泪哀求，求他除掉这个哈曼要害犹大人的恶魔。
And so we see in verse 3 of chapter 8 that Esther spoke again to the king, fell down at his feet, and implored him with tears to counteract the evil of Haman the Agite.
因为之前所下的命令是不能改变的。
Because the command that was issued earlier could not be changed.
那个第八节再讲一次，神那王他用他的戒指所盖的谕旨呢，人是不能废除的。
In verse 8, it was said again that the command sealed with the king's signet ring was not something that man can easily change.
所以你看，现在接下去要怎么办呢？
And so what could they possibly do?
他现在，所以以斯帖他现在向这个王哦流泪哀求。
And so now Esther was imploring the king with her tears.
这也是再一次的，他没有得到这个国王的这个允准，他又再一次来到他面前要求他。
And so once again, the queen did not receive permission to go in front of the king, but again, she went in front of him to plead with him.
对以斯帖来说，她的工作还没有完成啊。
And for Esther, her job was not finished.
所以你看，她自己进去找王。
And so she went inside herself to look for the king.
王向以斯帖伸出他的金杖。
And the king held out the golden scepter toward Esther.
现在以斯帖起来就在王面前做一个非常重要的陈述。
So Esther arose and stood before the king and had a very important description in front of the king.
在第五节里面，他对王所讲的话里面呢。
In verse 5 of the things that she said to the king,
我们看到他一连用了四个假若王认为可以，他把自己放在一个非常谦卑的位置上。
And if we look at what she said,She continuously used four times if it pleases the king. So we see that she put herself in a very humble position.
你看，她提到了说，这个哈曼曾经传一个下了一道命令，要除灭在各省的犹大人。
And so she mentioned the fact that Haman once made a command to destroy all the Jews in all the cities.
她现在说，现今王若愿意，我若在王眼前蒙恩，王若以为美。若喜悦我，请王另下旨意来废除哈曼所传的那旨意。
And she said, "If it pleases the king, if I have found favor in his sight, and the thing seems right to the king, and I'm pleasing in his eyes, let it be written to revoke the letters devised by Haman."
第六节，他说：“我何忍见我本族人受害？我何忍见我的同宗的人被灭呢？”
And in verse 6, she said, "How can I endure to see the evil that will come to my people, or how can I endure to see the destruction of my countrymen?"
我们就看到这个时候以斯帖她的那个心呢。
So now, we see this heart that Esther had.
她真的不是只是关心自己的安全而已。
Not only was she worried about her own safety.
她那个心呢，真的是从神来的。
Her heart truly came from God.
她会关心她所有的同族人。
She was able to care for all her people.
因为她知道，她如果没有向王求，那一天到了以后，百姓就遭殃了。
Because she knew that if she did not plead with the king, when that day comes, then the people would be destroyed.
所以她非常的谦卑的跟王说：“王如果愿意的话，我如果在你眼前蒙恩的话。”
That's why she humbly said in front of the king, "If it pleases the king, if I have found favor in your sight."
我们就一直看到这个以斯帖，她一直用这样一个字眼在跟王讲话。
And we keep on seeing that Esther uses such words to speak to the king.
你看她在一开头她进去伟立去见王的时候。
If we read in the beginning when she disobeyed the king's command to go in to see him.
第五章的第四节啊。
In chapter 5, verse 4.
当王问她说：“哎，你到底要什么？”
When the king asked her, "What is it that you're asking?"
第四节，五章四节说，王若以为美，就请王带哈曼来赴我的筵席。
And in verse 4 of chapter 5, she said, "If it pleases the king, let the king and Haman come today to the banquet."
那她真的非常的知道她自己应该扮演的角色。
So she knew exactly what her position was.
你看，到了第七章。第二次的筵席的时候
，and we see, we read until chapter 7 during the second banquet.
那个王也是问他说：“你到底要什么？你说吧。”
The king also asked her, "What is your petition? Let's just hear it."
七章的三节说：“我若在王眼前蒙恩，王若以为美，我所求的就是这些。”
And in verse 3, she again said, "If I have found favor in your sight, if it pleases the king, these are my petitions."
你看到第八章。他讲的更，他把自己放的位置更低了。
And until chapter 8, she put herself her own position even lower.
他说：“王，如果你喜悦我，请你另下一个旨意来废除之前哈曼所设的恶魔。”
She said, "If the king, if I have found favor in his sight, then please let another command be given to revoke the one that was given before."
他所讲的。以色列所求的，对王来说，他一定要成全的。
And what Esther was pleading with the king, she was asking the king to follow it.
你看他这么样的懂得这个王的心呢、啊、
？And she was so understanding. She was being very understanding of the heart of the king.
他知道这个王哦，这个其实亚哈水的王也是一个。其实也是很粗心大意的人。
She realized that actually King Ahasuerus was someone who was very careless.
但是以斯帖她作为这个王的王后哈，她其实也很懂得这个王的心呢。
But Esther, being the queen of the king, she also knew the heart of the king.
她知道顺服是很重要的。
She understood that it was very important to be obedient.
这是一开头为什么亚哈水鲁王会把瓦什提。前面那个王后把他废除的主要原因就是他不愿意说他不把王放在眼里、啊、
Because that was the reason as to why the first queen, Queen Vashti, was put away because she did not respect the king and have him in her eyes.
那所以以斯帖他很知道王他所要求的是什么。
And so Queen Esther understood very much what the king required of her.
凡事就尊重这个王。
And so she was able to be respectful of everything that's asked by the king.
她并没有用一种命令的口气去要求王要做什么。
She did not use a commanding attitude or tone of voice to ask the king to do anything.
她也没有因为说她很知道王很喜欢她。
And she also didn't use the fact that she knew that the king loved her very much.
所以她就可以指挥王做什么做什么。
So therefore she used that as to her advantage to command the king to do this or that.
她很知道她自己的分寸。
She knew exactly what her own position was.
所以在很顺利的时候她可以自我控制。
And so when it was very, when things were going very smoothly, she was able to be in control.
你看我们有时候人呢在很顺利的时候就很容易内心就很不谨慎。
Sometimes we see that when men are in a very prosperous situation, we become very careless.
也就是说我们觉得说王喜欢我，所以他应该会包容我说什么做什么是没问题的。
Which is to say that she might think that because the king likes me very much, so he should be able to forgive all the things that I say or do.
然后所以在这种情况下人在顺境当中很容易就放肆。
And so during a time of prosperity, men very easily go over the line.
但是以斯帖没有。
But Esther did not do that.
她知道她谨守她的分际。
She knew her own position.
这是很不容易的。
And this was something that's not very easy.
你看当时候连大卫王啊，他都在这个神很喜悦他的时候，他就。讲话就很不小心了。
Because even King David, during the time when God loved him very much, he was not very careful with his words.
我们还记得我们之前在读诗篇的时候。
If we remember the Psalms that we were reading.
诗篇三十篇，大卫的诗歌。
Psalm 30, one of David's Psalms.
三十篇的第六节。
Psalm 30, verse 6.
那个 大卫他经历了那个神对他发怒，他知道神怒气只是转眼之间而已。
David went through. David knew that he was, or God was angry with him, but he knew that God's wrath or God's anger was very short-lived.
第三十篇第五节是说，啊，神的怒气不过是转眼之间，他的恩典呢是一生之久，一宿虽然有哭泣，早晨便必欢呼了。
In verse 5, it says, For his anger is but for a moment, his favor is for life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning.
所以他很知道神的那个慈爱怜悯。
So David knew very well of God's mercy and love.
但是第六节，你看他这样话锋一转呢，他说：“至于我，我凡事平顺，便说我永不动摇。”
And then in verse 6, he changed his tone of voice and he started to say that, Now in my prosperity, I said, I shall never be moved.
当他这样讲的时候，其实接下去他就动摇了。
But as soon as he said that, he was moved.
你看第七节，神啊，你曾施恩叫我的江山滚固，你掩了面，我就惊惶了。
In verse 7, he said, Lord, by your favor, you have made my mountain stand strong. You hid your face and I was troubled.
其实是真的是神的保守了。
In actuality, it was because of God's keeping.
可是你看，人在凡事平顺的时候，很容易自夸，说我永不动摇。
But
during, 好像他自己很厉害。
During our prosperity or during man's prosperity, we're very easily to say that we shall never be moved, as if that we are anything.
这是为什么圣经一直提醒我们说，我们一定要常常警醒祷告，谨慎至守。
And that's why the Bible often reminds us that we need to be watchful and pray, and we need to be watchful and be sober.
因为在急难当中，我们通常都会求神。
Because in danger and in trouble, we often ask God for help.
但是当这个困难解除之后，人很容易就忘记了。
But many times after our troubles being solved, we forget about God.
在你看以斯帖记第八章，以斯帖他这个时候。他跟这个王所讲话的口气啊，真的是看出这个人的美德了。
And in chapter 8, from the tone of voice that Esther was speaking to the king, we are able to see her virtue.
你看他这个时候跟这个王说，你需要再下一道旨意啊，来废除哈曼他所下的命令。
At this time, she told the king that you have to issue another command to revoke the previous command given by Haman.
因为他的要求，王答应了。
And the king granted her petition.
把戒指给莫迪改之后，就好像第三章王当初向哈曼所说的，现在把这个对象改成向莫迪改讲一次。
And we see that later on, the king gave Mordecai the signet ring, and he said the same words as if in chapter 3, the words that he said to Haman.
所以他现在就等于说，开给莫迪改跟以斯帖一张空白的支票，看你怎么签，你怎么样写都可以。
So basically, the king, it was as if he wrote a blank check to Mordecai and Esther, and however they write it, it was up to them. Because the command that was issued earlier cannot be revoked.
但是现在莫迪凯可以再发另外一道命令。
But now that Mordecai can issue another command,
那这一道命令可以成为他们的保护。
And this particular command can become a protection for them.
所以王他并没有说，那我帮你写要做什么。
And so the king did not say, okay, let me write what you can do.
因为这个时候王他不能够自打嘴巴。
Because the king cannot contradict himself.
因为他自己是统治者。
Because he is the ruler.
他现在把这件事情交给以斯帖跟莫迪亚去做。
And so he now has entrusted this matter into the hands of Mordecai and Esther.
所以接下去要怎么写，就是看出他们的智慧来。
And so from this point on, how they are to write this decree is up to the wisdom that they had.
到第九节的时候，三月就是西湾月二十三日。
In verse 9, so now it's in the third month, which is the month of Sivan.
现在莫迪改把这个王的书记招来，要下命令。
And Mordecai he commanded the scribes of the king, and he is about to issue a decree.
那这个命令在第十一节、十二节写得很清楚了。
And so this particular decree was written or described very clearly in verses 11 and 12.
现在这个命令里面是这样写，当作到十二月亚达月十三日， 这个犹大人是可以聚集在一起保护自己的性命。
So this says very clearly that on the 12th month, which is the month of Adar, on the 13th day, the Jews are allowed to gather together to protect their own lives.
所以他们现在有一个权利，他们可以防卫自己，聚集在一起。
Now the Jews had gained a right to gather together to defend themselves and to protect themselves.
第二个，他说他们可以剪除、杀戮、灭绝那想要来攻击他们的一切仇敌跟他们的妻子儿女。
And the second is that they are able to destroy, kill, and annihilate all the forces of any people who are trying to assault them, their little children or women.
所以他们现在得到一个允准，就是如果有人来攻击他们，他们可以反击。
And so they are given the permission that if anyone is to assault them, they are given the right to defend themselves.
第三个内涵就是他们可以夺取这些仇敌的财为掠物。
And the third is that they are able to also possess their enemy's possessions.
哦，所以你看这道命令，他就给了神的选民有一个保护的机制。
And so this particular decree was given to the chosen people of God to be able for them to be able to protect themselves.
所以并不是说他们可以随意的去杀这些外邦人，或者是这个犹大这个波斯国里面其他人。
So the decree wasn't to tell them to killwith their own will, whoever that was in the Persian kingdom.
而是如果想要来杀他，在那一天想要来除灭犹大人的，他们可以反击。
But it was saying that on that particular day, of anybody who is trying to assault them, they are given the right to attack them back.
啊，也是被限定在那一日，十二月十三日。
And it was also limited on that day, the 12th month, on the 13th day.
那这个谕旨呢就传遍通国了。
And so this decree was proclaimed throughout the kingdom.
好，那特别说要让犹大人预备等候那日。
And it said specifically so that the Jews would be ready on that day.
好，那这道命令呢一发出去以后在苏珊城的人民就欢呼快乐了。
And as soon as this decree went out, the people in Shushan, the citadel, was joyful.
哦，因为他们那时候，这个时候的情景，跟当哈曼下那一道命令在第三章所百姓的反应是完全两极，是对称的。
And so this particular phenomenon became a contrast or the opposite of what happened in chapter 3 when Haman issued that decree.
因为之前他们是披麻蒙灰哀哭，他们想说啊，怎么办呢？哭啊。
Because earlier they were weeping and in sackcloth, sackcloth, and they were mourning as to what to do.
因为他们知道他们的生命已经危在旦夕了。
Because they knew that their lives were hanging on the balance.
可是现在你看两个多月之后，犹大人他们有光荣欢喜快乐而得到尊贵。
But we see that 2 months later, the Jews had light and gladness, joy and honor.
那所以甚至有很多人，他们说因为惧怕犹大人，想要加入犹大籍。
And it even said that there were many people because they were afraid of the Jews, they wanted to become part of them.
他们现在才发现说，哦，原来当神的选民这么好。
Because they realized that it was great to become the people of God.
但这里说，因为很多人因为惧怕犹大人，他们想要加入犹大籍啊。
It said that because of the fear of the Jews that fell upon the people, they wanted to become Jews.
那是因为他们看到，哦，这个拯救他们的神呢，是这么样的奇妙。
Because they were able to see this God that saved them, he was very wonderful.
我们就看到，你看这一道命令给了神的选民有一个盼望。
And we see that this decree gave hope to the people of God.
虽然他们仍然在那一天要面临可能会有仇敌 来攻击他们。
Even though they still were faced with the possibility on that day that their enemies would attack them.
可是他们现在知道他们可以怎么做了。
But now they understand what they can do.
他们知道神为他们开了一道门可以逃脱的。
And they understood that God had opened up a door for them and provided a path for them to escape.
就是他们可以聚在一起
which is that they can gather together and help one another.
神会帮助他们得胜仇敌。
God would help them to overcome their enemies.
那所以你看，这个就是神的百姓他们在危难当中神所拯救的一个特殊的方法。
And so we could see that this is a very special way for the people of God, for God to save them, during danger.
他们的危险还是存在，那一天还是在那里的。
Their danger was still there. That day still exists.
可是神为他们准备了另外一个方法。
But God provided for them another way.
而且保证他们可以得胜的。
And it also guaranteed victory to them.
那因为有这个盼望，你看当时候。哇，这个命令传到的地方，是神的选民就欢喜快乐，设摆筵席。
And because of this hope, as soon as the decree reached the people, they were joyful and they were able to have banquets.
本来那一天是他们这个可能很害怕、很伤心的日子。
Originally, that day was a very sad day and very dangerous day for them.
但是现在那一天成为他们好日子了。
But then now, this particular day had become a good day for them.
那一天也成了很多人想要变成犹大人的一个日子。
And also that day also became the day that many other people want to become Jews.
在旧约时代啊。大概是只有这个地方特别描述有很多外邦人想要成为犹大籍。
In the book of the Old Testament, I think this was the only place that it was described that many people wanted to become Jews.
是因为众人看到了神怎么救他的百姓。
And it was because the people were able to see how God saved his own.
那接下去第九章十二月就到了。
And so in chapter 9, now it's in the 12th month.
因为第八章这个命令发的日子是3月23号。
Because in chapter 8, the decree was issued in the 3rd month on the 23rd.
现在准备面临那个12月13号来到。
And now they are ready for the month of the 12th month.
现在第九章12月这个13号到了。
And so in chapter 9, the 12th month and also the 13th day had come.
但这一天成为他们得胜的日子。
But then this day had become the day for victory.
这一天没有人能够抵挡他们。
On that day, no one can withstand them.
因为各族的人都惧怕他们。
Because all the other people were afraid of them.
这是因为神使这些惧怕临到这些其他各族人的身上。
And it was because the a fear of these people, God put this fear on those people.
那些首领、总督这些官员，他们现在怕莫迪改，反过来都帮助犹大人了。
And all the officials and all the satraps, the governors, they were afraid of Mordecai, so they changed themselves to help the Jews.
我们就看到神哦，他真的用人所想不到的方式，让百姓他们可以。得到拯救，他们可以从这个危险当中脱离出来。
And so we see that God was able to use a way that man could not think of to save his people from danger.
这个就是其实在《生命记》第十一章，在摩西跟百姓重申律法的时候，就曾经讲过的。
And this was actually declared to the people of God in Deuteronomy chapter 11 when Moses reiterated God's commands to them.
在他们要进迦南地之前，摩西这样子吩咐百姓。
Before they entered the land of Canaan, Moses commanded the people
要他们专心的依靠神。
That they need to rely on God solely.
不管这个迦南的居民他们有多强大，有多厉害。
No matter how strong the people in the land of Canaan were,
神会替他们把他们赶走了。
God would fight for them and drive these people out in front of their eyes.
11章的25节。
Chapter 11, verse 25.
必无一人能在你们面前站立得住，那主你们的神必照他所说的，使惧怕惊恐临到你们所踏之地的居民。
No man shall be able to stand against you. The Lord your God will put the dread of you and the fear of you upon all the land where you tread, just as he has said to you.
你看这个神当时候在律法里面，在列祖的时代里面，他就这样子应许过的。
And we see that God had promised their ancestors at this time such promise.
神的这个慈爱怜悯不是只有在迦南地的时候才发生。
And the mercy and love of God did not just happen during the time of the land of Canaan.
甚至 当这些百姓因着罪恶被掳到外邦地的时候，神依然这样子在怜悯他们。
Even when the people was held captive because of their own sin into a foreign land, God was still having mercy on them like this.
所以神他真的是很爱他的百姓。
So God truly loves His people.
如果我们有神可以靠，我们就不用担心了。
If we have God to rely upon, then we do not need to worry.
在希伯来书里面，他这样子提醒我们。
In the book of Hebrews, it reminds us.
我们现在看希伯来书。
Let's turn to the book of Hebrews.
希伯来书，请看十三章。
Hebrews chapter 13.
十三章看第六节。
Hebrews chapter 13, verse
6. 我们看第六节说。所以我们可以放胆说，主是帮助我的，我必不惧怕。人能把我怎么样呢？
So we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, I will not fear. What can man do to me?
真的就是神他应许的，他说他不会撇下他的百姓不管。
This is what God has promised. He will not leave his people alone.
我们如果真的是很肯定，我们是被神所爱的，神愿意帮助的人。
If we are very sure of the fact that we are loved by God and we are people that God will help,
那么我们可以放胆，不用害怕。
Then we can be brave and we do not need to fear.
就算在最危急的时候，神都为我们开了一条路。
Even during a very dangerous time, God will open up a way for us.
所以当时候，你看那个在苏珊城的百姓啊，他们真的经历了神这个奇妙拯救。
So at that time, the people who were living in the citadel of Shushan, they experienced this wonderful saving work of God.
那以斯帖记第九章他描述的这些神的百姓呢，他们去除灭这些仇敌的时候，他们都没有去抢他们的财物哦。
And in chapter 9, it described that when the people of God destroyed their enemies, they did not actually plunder their possessions.
你看回来以斯帖记第九章。第十节。
If we read back to Esther chapter 9 verse 10,
这个是在提到说哈曼的十个儿子都被灭了。
It described that the 10 sons of Haman were destroyed or killed.
但是犹大人没有下手夺他们的财物。
But they did not lay a hand on the plunder.
那到了第九章的第十五节。
And until verse 15 of chapter 9,
十四日就是隔一天，因为以斯帖要求王把这个日子延长一天。
So on the 14th day, which was the next day, because Queen Esther had asked the king to extend the day to one more day.
他们那一天杀了300人，也没有下手夺财物。
On that day, they killed 300 men, but they did not lay a hand on the plunder.
这样的一个做法，不是只有在苏珊城的。
And this this way of doing things was not just in the citadel of Shushan.
第十六节特别提到，在各省的犹大人他们聚集保护自己的时候，他们杀了恨他们的人有75,000，也是没有下手夺取财物。
In verse 16, it also said that the remainder of the Jews in the king's provinces also gathered together, protected their lives, and killed 75,000 of their enemies, but they did not lay a hand on the plunder.
你就看到他们。因为在不同地区的人在那个时代他们也没有说互相联系打个电话或者是传个简讯说哎，我们应该怎么做都没有。
And so during that period of time, the people who were at different places, they do not have cell phones now like we have, or they do not text each other to see what they should do together.
可是他们当时候面对危机的时候，他们所做的都一样啊。
But when they were faced with danger at the time, what they did was the same.
他们真的是为了是要保护自己的性命而已。
What they did was really just to protect their own lives.
说他们去除灭那个仇敌，只是那些仇敌想要来杀他们而已。
And so they destroyed their enemies because their enemies wanted to kill them.
他们的目标不是要去贪财。
And their purpose was not to get their possessions.
这是他们顺服神的旨意，要互相帮助保护性命而已。
It was because they obeyed the command or the will of God to get together to protect each other's lives.
所以最后你看他们就真的是大大欢乐了。
And so in the end, there was great gladness.
最后12月的14号、15号成为 他们每一年以及世世代代在各地各城的人都要遵守的都要纪念的日子。
And then so, towards the end, the month of Adar, which is the 12th month, on the 13th and the 14th day, it became a feast that all generations need to remember.
因为这个就是神奇妙的拯救。
Because this was the miraculous saving work of God.
他们需要世世代代的子孙都能够记住神是这样子爱他们的。
And they need all their descendants or the generations after them to remember that this is how God saved them.
其实以斯帖记他所记载的这些故事、啊、
And so actually the stories that the book of Esther recorded.
其实他在属灵里面有它的预表性。
In the spirit or spiritually, there is a prefiguration.
其实就在预告主耶稣基督对我们的拯救。
This is to prefigure the salvation that Jesus Christ would provide for us.
那我们一定要去体会神用很奇妙的方式来救我们脱离危险。
We need to experience the miraculous way that God used to save us from danger.
然后呢，我们要像这里所提醒我们的，要记住神啊拯救我们的日子。
And we also need to remember the day that God saved us, just like what's recorded here.
因为神他要让我们转忧为喜。
Because God will turn our sorrow into joy.
他要让我们脱离仇敌的手而得到平安。
He would save us from the hands of our enemies and give us peace.
他要让我们能够彼此的互相帮助。
And he also wants us to help one another.
让我们一起来持守住神的命令。
So that we can all keep the commands of God together.
让我们一起来纪念神对我们很奇妙的拯救。
And let us all remember this miraculous saving work of God.
那一起来歌颂我们奇妙的救主。
And let us sing praises to our wonderful Savior.
我们一起来唱诗。
Let's sing a hymn.
348首。
348.